and then back to the state in order to get to the cafeteria. And so this is basically an associate housing. If my pointer's a little vague up there, but the current associate housing is back further here on Windmill. There we go. And so that route, it comes down around and then back up. And so this creates a centralized location. So all those associates that do use the employee cafeteria are now closer to the employee cafeteria for walking distance. And then our shuttles are no longer being able to use Graham Park Road. They're staying internal to the property and main campus of Big Cedar Lodge.
So if you do this project, there won't be any more shuttles on Graham Park Road ever?
The goal is to reduce Big Cedar Lodge shuttles on Graham Park Road.
Todd, can you, just so everyone understands currently, where the go over there and point where the road is going to currently come in?
Yeah, so what we're showing in, let's see here, so this is...
On Graham Clark.
Sorry, it's a little difficult to see here. Off of Graham Clark Road, the curve, existing curve is right here, so we're going 500 feet from that curve over here and bringing the road kind of straight into the proposed site, which will be right...
Okay, and actually,
it's
sir, I need for you to respect the process,
please,
okay?
So it's the best location on
but
road.
What,
I don't know how
yeah, can you show currently, though, for any of the employees that are staying in the employee housing that are at the cafeteria and are in a shuttle bus, how do they currently have to get to Graham Clark Road?
So they have to basically... come over onto a state road, come up to McMean Drive, take McMean Drive to where it intersects Graham Clark Road, make a right, and then come all the way along down through here. So it's very impactful on this existing development.
Near the other resorts and the residential development. And basically what's being proposed would reduce all of that. It would be a direct shot to Graham Clark, significantly further away from the residential development.
Yes, sir.
And it would... there would be most of the employees that are currently housed in the temporary housing would be put on campus. Is
that's
that
right.
Sort of the game plan?
Yep, that's the game plan.
But it's still going to be used for housing.
That's correct. Yep.
So there still would need to be the for some type of shuttle service probably, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But again, would go directly out to Graham Clark and not over to a state McMean Road.
Correct, yeah. You know, assuming this, you know, we didn't have that connection there, we would be off basically taking those people up that same route across McMean, up onto Graham Clark, and then over towards Stonecroft. So we would have that traffic if we're not able to have include that access road.
So you're saying it's going to make it better for the neighbors?
I sure hope so.
That's currently how all the shuttles run of what he just showed, going a state to McMean. So it would significant, in my mind, it significantly reduces.
Yeah, it's 21 trips per day currently for Big Cedar Lodge. That's how many trips they're running over towards like Stonecroft, and that amounts to a little over 7,500 annual trips with the shuttle bus.
And then just... for further clarification, so on Jones Road off of 86, there will be a new road that goes into the resort?
Yeah, Scott, if you can pull up my presentation. We go to slide 4. Yes, that's perfect. So this is 86, the improvements that are occurring right now. This is where the Jones Road roundabout, if you've seen that, that's where that is being constructed right now. There's a new road, which is called the Big Cedar Lodge Connecting Road, that will actually tie into Ravine Drive up here. The goal is to greatly reduce a lot of the traffic that are currently utilizing Devil's Pool Road to shift the traffic. And that was the goal with really the Top of the Rock entrance road as well, too. But, you know, unfortunately, just a lot of people, they take that road once, and then they realize there's a more direct route, and so it hasn't been utilized as much as we would have liked. So this is, we feel that this is a good option. This will be a public road. We've been working with Taney County Road and Bridge to make sure this is a road that they're going to be in compliance with for design, because it does have some tight curves on it, but we're trying so yes, this will be the kind of the long range master plan is to connect this road into the new entry road that's being built for the arena, and then directly on to 65. Does that answer your question?
That sounds like a good plan, that road. I mean, it really does, but you still can't stop people from going down Devil's Pool Road, though, right?
Yeah. I wish there was a way to do it, but you can't just close the road because there's other residents that live on that road. So, but fully from, well, and you can't prevent people from you know, taking the shortest route. Because unfortunately, we all have Google Maps on our phone, and people, you know, once they're staying at somewhere for 7 days, they usually learn all the back roads in.
Well, this will definitely be a lot safer coming up and getting on 86 than the people coming out of Devil's Pool now, who are going to be turning left across four lanes of traffic.
So, more questions for the applicants? Comments?
Can I ask one question?
No, ma'am. You had the opportunity to speak. Sign up.
That's a question, not a
question. Yeah. No, ma'am. Questions amongst ourselves? Comments? You know, Scott, you supplied this for everyone, right? The items to look at.
They should have it at their desk, correct?
Yeah, so they're, you know, for a conditional use permit and the Planning Commission, there's those 8 items to look at. If this would be the right use within, you know, again, currently it's C2 commercial, general commercial district.
Can I ask a question of anybody that I want to, or just the applicant?
I would say you can ask a question to anyone who wants to.
Okay. What's your question?
The dorms are set up for 80 rooms per dorm. I wonder, is that 80 individual rooms, or are there more than one? Are these double rooms? How many people will actually...
Address your answer to me, please.
How many people will actually be living or staying in the dorms?
Thank you. I have a question for the applicant.
Yes, so each dormitory building has 80 rooms, and those rooms do have multiple beds in them. So the total amount of beds does exceed 80 per building, but the total amount of residents depends on the season peak and the season height. So, yes, they are able to hold a lot more than 80 individuals and residents, but that's ultimately up to the season peak.
What's a lot more?
Yeah. Currently we have, let me see here, I believe it is... sitting 4 beds to a room, and so 4 beds to 80 rooms would be just over 600 for both buildings.
320.
Yes, sir. For each. For each building. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
I hate to feed him something that's a lesser of 2 acres. I understand Big Cedar's got a need. Everybody does. I wish there was some way we could avoid getting on Grand Park Road with, if there's not some way to keep the traffic as your traffic.
So I had a question for the applicant that I haven't got clear. If this was built, say, on the other side of 65 Highway, you're going to have to bus them across probably 265. Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility that every bus now is going to go that direction from that offsite down to McMean. So if we have those 600 rooms, even on the east side of 65, now they're living there, but they'll all be bused instead of 21 I mean, and the possibility of that being way higher going to McMean?
Yeah, those 160 rooms, not 600 rooms, 160 rooms would have to be offset at an off-site location, which would require, obviously, busing that traffic in, which would actually increase the traffic counts going to Big Cedar Lodge on existing routes, because they would continue to go in the same way they're driving today.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a smart man. So the one building is 80 rooms.
That's correct.
So we got two buildings.
Two buildings, 80 rooms each, 160 total.
We'll each have four beds in each room.
That's correct.
So we went to 640 from 80 real fast.
That's what you said.
Yeah, we've been consistent with that message.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're not trying to sneak anything by anybody.
No,
yep.
Like I said, I'm not smart. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yep.
We just had never heard a maximum number.
Sure.
Again, the comment I would make is the traffic is already happening. It's going down a state to McMean, to Graham Clark, to their existing facility back and forth.
The other advantage to that road is emergency services.
Yeah.
So instead of having to go through the existing property, now they have a quicker access to the cafeteria, the dorms.
Good place for the fire department to be, isn't it? Yep. Yeah, because right now, if there's a fire, they've got to drive Graham Clark all the way through Oakmont, go through that mess, turn on McMean. This is going to give them a direct connection into the backside of Big Cedar Lodge from the fire station.
There's a fire station at the top of Devonport.
Sir, this is the second time you've been out of order. Okay.
Yeah, but they got a fire department on Windmill also. A mile and a half from it.
Well, EMS, all that, there's other options there.
We'll stack apparatus on the second road on the secondary access.
So, Planning Commission, if you look at the screen and if you see that yellow hatched, and I think most of that's blue-green vacations, which can be deeded back and forth. In all that yellow hatched, they could theoretically come get all the dormitory buildings they wanted, as long as they met the density of our zoning regulations for R3. So that all that section right there is already zoned for all these dormitories, if they chose such a location. Just so you help understand how zoning's working and our locations and
all they'd have to do is just